only letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5677. Baruch Hashem, the 24th of Menachem of Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn. Havasik v'chosid with the titles. He's also looks like a relative of the Rebbe's, because there's Shin Bey's share, sorry. And he's known as Dr. Ullman. Dr. Ullman. We had a letter before, 5,358. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe said, I received your letter with that with was attached thereto, your two articles. And as you requested, I went over the monographia. I guess monographia, that's the that's the manuscript. That's what it calls a monographia. And the Rebbe says, I have to say that your explanation, how to prevent immunitet, how to become immune against the medications. The Rebbe says it's very logical, makes a lot of sense. He advises how to keep the immunity against the medications. And the Rebbe says, I like it very much. It makes a lot of sense. But the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, however, how is it that up till now they didn't do this? And they didn't go along this idea. Even though the Rebbe says in the days of the scientists, there are many such kind of similar kinds of ideas. And the Rebbe says, still, you have to have that the past should show to teach us the future, and the numbers of occurrences should have been diminished. Oh, so the Rebbe says but in other words, the Rebbe is surprised they didn't enact this earlier, while these things have been happening. But if they would be giving it, then they would be less and less. The Rebbe says, I'm not just here, my intention is not just to express a surprise, but I want to actually comment that it's possible that they already investigated, they researched in the direction that you are suggesting, and they may have done about it something. Even though that I'm assuming for sure, before you printed this article, you investigated, you researched, and you looked into to the extent possible. Rebbe is saying, your idea seems to make so much sense. How come they didn't implement this? I'm surprised, the Rebbe said. And why didn't they do such this idea? Even though they had these issues, the Rebbe says, how come they didn't come up with this, with your idea over there? So what does the Rebbe says? I'm not really mean to say, how come they didn't that? I'm trying to tell you, they probably did. Maybe they already researched this. And maybe they already did it. And the Rebbe says, I'm assuming that before you publish your article, you must have researched and made sure to the extent possible that it had not been done. The Rebbe is asking him. So the Rebbe says, by the way, even though this is not my profession, not my area of expertise, but I did see in the tables of the monographia, of the manuscript, that over there it's brought down medicines and how to treat with them that they use 150 years already and more. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised here too. because either way, during such a long period of time, for sure they used them many times and in different ways than previously, and in improvement, the way to use it. It must have developed over the time. It is impossible that there should be nothing new in these medicine. To the right, to the left, it's just the exact medicine. So the Rebbe says, what is the intent of making a table? It's not trying to tell you the history of medicine, but it's trying to tell you as it relates to the present, to heal and to treat with the medicine that we need to utilize only the very latest results. So what's to bringing down the old things the way they used to do it in the olden times? How does it help? That's not relevant. That's not current. You have to always use the most advanced technology. What are we just trying to say? Oh, this was around for so many years. But the Rebbe says all this has been improved over the years. And the Rebbe said there's even in the Torah there's a rule, lahavdil, to distinguish between the Torah and what we're talking about medicine, that there is a logical rule that the ruling remains like the later ones. So if we have, let's say, a debate in halacha, who's going to be the halacha? It's going to be in the one who come in the later generation. So, in other words, the latest doctors, the latest medicines, the latest science, that's what we go by. That's the most advanced. Because they had seen the previous ones as well. And Rebbe says, take it for what it is. All this is written like the opinion of someone who this is not his area, this is not his profession, and this is only a note from somebody who's staying on the outside. So the Rebbe is telling this Dr. Ullman, he is writing papers. First of all, he comes up with an idea how to prevent immunization. I think that if you want the medicines to impact the body, you don't want the body to fight it off. So the Rebbe is telling you, you're writing a paper how the immune system should not work against the medicine, because sometimes the body doesn't want to accept the medicine. So he's coming up with an idea. So the Rebbe says this was this issue that the body didn't want to accept the medicines was many for a long time ago. So why don't we learn from the past what they were doing, and the way they were doing it, this should have diminished some of the resistance, I guess, from the body to these different medications. And the Rebbe says, I'm not just trying to say I'm surprised of why they did, but I'm trying to tell you, I'm sure you researched it, but how could it be that nobody was coming up with something to address this issue? This is not something that they waited for this Dr. Ullman to come. The Rebbe is talking to somebody who's writing papers, and the Rebbe is suggesting them, even though the Rebbe says that for sure you probably have research before you did this writing. And then the Rebbe says again, in your tablets over there, you categorize the various medicines when they come from. But the Rebbe says, we're not so much interested how long they are. We want to know the most recent, the most newest, the inventions and the science presently. And the Rebbe said, we always go by the present, not by the past. That's in halacha as well. And that makes sense because the people who come up with the latest, they've seen the earlier and they are building on top of it. And they're saying, wait, they came up. The Rebbe blesses him nevertheless. The Rebbe says, it's not my profession. Take it as a person who's not a doctor, who's not, but this is just my a point, you know, a note from the side. Rebbe blesses him to success in his research in the service of healing the soul through education that is holy, purely holy, and healing the body, and with honor. And the Rebbe is getting involved in an area which is medicine, and the Rebbe is giving his opinion about how the Rebbe is basically surprised that nobody has dealt with this. The Rebbe thinks they should have, and the Rebbe says mainly we should concentrate on the present, how we heal people today, because that's the most important.